Native ground cherries can be great options for the backyard. We're looking at these perennial plants next on Western Life Radio.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
The native Utah ground cherries can help produce preserves and can easily grow without help. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening gives us a taste.
Another one that we haven't talked about, and I've been thinking about this. We had a discussion on Facebook, and that's ground cherry. And this one is one that is really rather unknown. A few people know them as relatives of the tomatillos, and they're smaller, they're sweeter, they still have that husk that the tomatillos have around them. The ground cherry, the husk covers the whole berry for the whole life of the plant. And what's really interesting about the ground cherries, you can get species in catalogs, and you can get an annual ground cherry, and they're a nice little relative of the tomatoes, but they're nice and they're sweet. They'll make a decent pie or something. But we have native ground cherries right here in Utah that are perennial. Can you buy them anywhere? I have never seen them for sale. Not this season. But you can plant them and they'll come back. And in the pioneer days, before they managed to bring in a lot of the more traditional European fruits, although there are ground cherries that have been in Europe for, you know, I don't know how long. I don't know if any of them are native. The women would go out and they would gather these ground cherries, then make them into preserves, jams, jellies, whatnot. Don't have a recipe for that. I might be able to find one. And then they would sell them. And when Provo put together a band, they made a banner, a flag for it. And in those days, in that time period, it was a $70, $80 banner, which is a lot of money. I mean, this is in the mid-1800s. That was a lot of money. And they paid for that primarily by selling these preserves made from the native ground cherries along the Provo River.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.